Being that it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, I thought it would be a good idea. I don't think we ever did a Temin Halacha Shir on the saying a bracha on Halil on Rosh Chodesh. So that's a very relevant topic. And even though we think, okay, we do what we do, but maybe we might discover that it might be better to adjust a little bit what we do. So let's start at the beginning. Where does it come from to say Halil on Rosh Chodesh in the first place? So in Erech and Daf Yud, we're told Shmona Asri Yamim Shayach Gom Ben Es Halil. There are 18 days where we say the entirety of Halil. So the Gemara Namad Beis asks, well, wait a second, I looked at that list of 18 days and I don't see Rosh Chodesh on that list. The Gemara asks, Rosh Chodesh Tikri Moed Lema, why don't you say Halil and Rosh Chodesh? After all, Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So Gemara explains, Lo Iktish Basias Malacha, that there's no Issa Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we don't say Halil. Tosus on the spot writes, Masha Anu Omer Moso, the fact that we have a minhag to say Halil and Rosh Chodesh, Eino Ella Minhag Bial. It's only a minhag, it is not a chiyuv, so the halal that we say in Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. The basis of the idea of it being a minhag is highlighted in Maseches Tainis as well, where the Mishnah tells us that they wouldn't have a maimon on Echad B'Tevis because there was halal on Echad B'Tevis because it was Chanukah, but the Gemara goes on to say on every other Rosh Chodesh, halal de Bereish Yarcha Lavda Oraisa. The halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh is not da Raisa. The Gemara goes on to tell us that when Rav came to Bavel, he saw people saying Halal, he was ready to pounce, and then he heard that they were skipping paragraphs, and he saw they were skipping paragraphs. Amar, Shma Mina, Minag Avosayim Biyadayim. That it must be that it's just a Minag, and that's why they're being Medalik. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Chanukah, Halacha Zayin, writes, Aval Barashi Chadoshim Kriyas Halal, Minag Veina Mitzvah, Uminag Zabit Sibur Lefich Chakar Bedilug. That since it's only a Minag and it's not a Mitzvah, so we read it Bedilug. So it seems very clear from the Gemara, from the Rishonim, that Halal Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. There is a Sefer HaMichtam in Sukkah Daf Mem Dalid that says that no, Halal is a takana. The fact that we do a pedilug is a minhag, but the fact that you say Halal Rosh Chodesh is more than just a minhag. It's a takana midrabanan. Now, whatever it is, it came from some later point in history, and we generally assume, like Rov Rishonim and like the Pashas of the Gemara, that the whole thing's a minhag. But why were they knowing that way? Meaning, you don't just pick up stam minhagim out of nowhere. So the Meiri writes that the basis for the minhag is Kadeshi Sparse Madover Lakol Shuhu Rosh Chodesh. Let everybody know that it's Rosh Chodesh, meaning once Rosh Chodesh is not Huktash Pasias Malacha, so you're allowed to do Malacha Rosh Chodesh. So, what really defines Rosh Chodesh as being different than any other day? So, in order to let it be known and to publicize that it's Rosh Chodesh, so we put a halal into davening to make it to make it more evident that it's Rosh Chodesh. MTA, they used to have a rule that all the boys had to wear ties on Rosh Chodesh. They still have such a rule? I doubt it. But they used to have such a rule that everyone had to wear ties on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but if you don't have such a rule, so you need halal to remind you that it's Rosh Chodesh. The Aruch HaShulchan says a little bit differently in some Tav Chav Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, L'fi shebechidush halavana nira remez l'matzavenu, that our own matzav is merumas in the rebirth of the moon. It's considered like a Yeshua for us, like we say in the Birkas Halvana, Shehem Asidim L'Schadish Kamosa, that we have the ability of renewal that mirrors the renewal of the moon. So it's sort of like a point of celebration for us, and that's why we say Halel on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah just points out the obvious point that the reason we are medalig in Halel is Kadeshia Heker Sheinu Mitzad Adin L'Chein Medalgimbo, that it should be recognizable that it's not really a din, that it's only a minhag, and that's why we skip certain paragraphs. Okay, now that we know it's a minhag, so do you say a bracha on it? So this goes back to Sukkah Daf Mem Dalid. The Gemara tells us about Chibut Arava, Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Chad Amar Arava Yesod Nevi'im, V'chad Amar Arava Minag Nevi'im. Machlokas, whether Arava is Yesod Nevi'im or Minag Nevi'im. Rashi says, what's Nafkamina, whether it's Yesod Nevi'im or Minag Nevi'im? Nafkamina is that if it's a minag, the lo baya bracha, the lekalameim, Ravitzivanu, you can't say Vitzivanu on something that's only a minag. Tosos and Mesechah Sukkah says similarly, V'yesh Metaktikim Mitoch Kach De Lo Mivarchim Ahalal De Rosh Chodesh. If the Gemara just got through saying that, or Rashi just got through saying that if Chibur Arava is a minhag, then you can't say a bracha, it stands to reason that Halal Rosh Chodesh, which is a minhag, also you can't say a bracha. And the Rambam, in fact, paskins in Hilchos Brachos, Parakid Al, Vlachat Hasayin, called Dover Shu Minhag, anything that's a minhag, even if it's a minhag in Nevi'im, you do not say a bracha on it. And certainly, he says, Ein Sarach Lomar, minhag Chachamim, something that's not even a minhag in Nevi'im, it's a minhag Chachamim, like Kriyas HaHalel Barashei Chadashim U'B'chol Shel Pesach Ein Mevarchem Alav, that you don't say a bracha on Halel, that's only a minhag. There is a distinction though that is drawn by Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says that no, you can't bring a raya from Arava to Halel. Arava, you're not going to say if it's a minhag, you're not going to say a bracha on, because it's Eina El Tiltul. What are you doing already? You're picking up an Arava. Halel's a whole Esek. It's a chashuv a minhag. It's something that you do much more. You're saying all these kapitulach, so it's a considerable minhag. So for a chashuv a minhag, you'd say a bracha, but for a less chashuv a minhag, you would not say a bracha. So far we have two shitos, right? One shita that absolutely not. You don't say halal on you don't say a bracha on arava if it's a minhag, and therefore you don't say a bracha on halal if it's only halal to Rosh Chodesh, because it's only a minhag. And then you have the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Then no, maybe halal is a more chash of a minhag, and you do say a bracha on a chash of a minhag. Then there's a distinction that the Rif in Masecha Shabbos on Daf Yiralf and Beis Bedapei Rif has, where the Rif says ibayi yochid the mikri halal kari below bracha medali diluge. That if you're doing it be yochid, then you would do it without a bracha. But the implication is that if it's betzibor, then it would be with a bracha. So you would be mevarich on halal brosh chodesh if it's betzibor. The Bahag says that yochid. Then the Baha gives a fourth shita that you always say a bracha on, well, not really fourth shita, but like Rabbeinu Tam, that you would say bracha on halal Rosh Chodesh, even if it's b'yichidus. So how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Chav Beis, Sif Beis, v'korim halal b'dilug ben yach ben tzibur, v'yesh omrim shat tzibur mevarchu lav b'tchilu l'kras halal. First yesh omrim Shulchan Aruch that you should say a bracha on halal Rosh Chodesh, l'besof yalalucha, v'yachad einu mevarchu lav, but that's only a tzibur, not a yachid. V'yesh omrim, sha'af ha-tzibur ein mevarech alav, lo b'tchila, v'lo b'sof. That even a tzibur does not make a bracha, not at the beginning, nor at the end. V'zed das ha-rambam, b'chein nogin, b'chol malchus, ar tzol, s'vivol se'el. So the Mechaber says, and that's why our minhag, meaning Sephardic minhag, is not to say a bracha on halal Rosh Chodesh. Comes along the Rama, v'yesh omrim, d'gam yachid mevarech alav, v'chein nogin, b'medina se'elu. That our minhag is that a yachid does, even a yachid says a bracha on halal, but a person should do with the tzibur ideally so that he could be more sure that he's doing the right thing by saying a bracha. Now, having said that, there are three gedolei achronim that all point out that since it is a significant machlokas rishonim, the best thing to do would be not to risk a bracha levatala. So if you have the opportunity to be yotzei the minog by being yotzei the bracha with shomea kohona and then not having to say the bracha yourself, that would be really the best. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in the Piskei Asidur, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simtav Chav Bei Siv Ches, and that's what it says in Kesar Rosh in the name of the Gra in Simen Lamed Tes, that if you're it's Halal Rosh Chodesh, where it's only going to be Chatzi Halal, just listen to the Bracha. The Chazan's going to say it anyway. So listen to the Bracha, answer Amen, so you're Yotzei the Bracha by listening to all the Bracha, answering Amen, and then you go and you say the Halal. It has another advantage if you're davening at a minion that davens too quickly, so you'll have enough time to actually say the first paragraph of Halal. It will be Gevaldik, because you don't have to, normally, what does everyone do? They answer Amen, then they say the bracha, and then the first paragraph. So they never have time to finish the first paragraph. I don't know, maybe that's my own personal experience. So what if you hold that, what about in general, when you hold that you are supposed to say a bracha? Let's say it's halal that you're mashlim, or let's say you're just, you always hold you're supposed to say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. So what would be the best way to say the bracha if you want to say it yourself? So Rav Shechter writes, Nefesh HaRav, that min ha-nachon la-hakbid b'birch sa-halal, she-kol echad yuvar that even if you're going to say the bracha, don't do what they do in shuls. What people most often do, they listen to the old bracha, they answer Amen, then they repeat the bracha. That is highly risky. Rav Shechter points out that it's meduyik from a Rambam that if you hear a bracha in its entirety and answer Amen, it could be that even if you don't have kavana to be yotzei, you're yotzei, which means when you then repeat the bracha, that's a bracha levatala. So if you're going to say the bracha, the best way to say the bracha is just say it word for word together with the shliach. Zibor said that you're not hearing him say the bracha, answering Amen, and then repeating the bracha. That would be problematic. Rav Sternbach has in a tshuva that at least by Halal Rosh Chodesh you should do that. Probably even more correct than that is by Halal Rosh Chodesh not say the bracha at all, just listen to the shliach Zibor say the bracha, answer Amen, be yotzei, and then go on and say the halal. And by the other halals, to say word for word along with the shliach Zibor as he says the bracha. There is a discussion in some of the poskim, what if you are a Sephardic Jew davening in Ashkenazi minyan? Do you answer Amen to the bracha on Halel on Rosh Chodesh? Because you hold that that's a bracha levatala. That Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul in Or LeZion says, you're allowed to answer Amen. remain as is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Elicha Shlomo. They let Kol Zman that that person has what to rely on and they're doing what's correct for them. You're allowed to answer Amen to the bracha. However, in Yalkut Yosef, he writes Lo Yana Amen. You should not answer Amen because according to the Rambam, it's a bracha levatala. And he says, if you want to be Yotzei Kol Hadeiv, you could be Ona Amen Behir Her Alev, which means don't answer Amen. So that's the suggestion of Rav Vadi Yosef. Okay, good chaydish, everybody. Have a great day.